Pete Hansen is a lobbyist for the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. He says feedback from members indicates Wisconsin's statewide smoking ban has generally been good for business.
Many restaurants that did make the switch from smoking to non-smoking now say they wouldn't go back even if they could. They're enjoying the smoke-free environment.
However, that's not the case for some bar owners and their patrons. Pete Madlin is executive director for the Tavern League of Wisconsin. He says bars across the state report losses anywhere from 20 to 40% since the statewide smoking ban began July 5th.
We always hope for a little bit of a bounce back eventually, but not to overcome the loss.
The head of a group called Smoke Free Wisconsin, Maureen Buzalaki, says Wisconsin has not yet done a comprehensive study on the ban's effect on sales and jobs at restaurants and bars.
We do know that different businesses react differently when there's change. So we're not saying that every bar is doing better in Madison or Dane County or even in the state of Wisconsin, but what we are saying is, as an industry, it continues to flourish in our state.
The Minnesota study, published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, found that bars and restaurants covered by partial or comprehensive smoking bans had slightly higher revenues than those that allowed smoking. It also found restrictions did not significantly affect employment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.